Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
We have Keith in North Olmsted. He will play a round of Trump Tui this morning on Star 102 Cleveland's Christmas station. Keith, how are you?
Good. How are you this morning?
Good. We're doing great. We are ready to play a round of Trump Tui. We're ready for you to play. See if you can win that limited edition Jen and Tim Show coffee mug. So start the game by asking Jen to leave the room.
Jen, would you please leave the room? And good luck.
Thank you, Keith. Good luck to you.
Good luck. Well. Could be back. To back losses. We'll see what happens. Yeah. Hey, Steve, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Any comments coming in from...
Oh, yeah. I can't read them, though. Start laughing.
All right. Five questions for you. You know how the game works, Keith. Jen's in the hallway. She does not participate in this part of the game. She does not listen to this part of the game. She's down the hallway. We will grab her after you're done answering your five questions. Bring her back in the room. Gives us time to play a quick Christmas song, continue the game, and ask her the same five questions, and we'll see if you win. We're certainly rooting for you. Let's start with question number one, and this was a big deal yesterday because legendary Cleveland Guardians broadcaster Tom Hamilton has been named the Baseball Hall of Fame's 2025 Ford C. Frick Award winner. Because, well, he is amazing, and we're so lucky to have him. During the broadcasts, Tom Hamilton famously gives the location of Progressive Field as on the corner of these two streets.
9th and Carnegie.
Let's go with question number two. A source says Kim Kardashian is dating someone new, but keeping it very private. Also, apparently, this person, not a celebrity. Now, her last high-profile relationship, speaking of Kim Kardashian, of course, was with a celebrity that was a former Browns wide receiver. Who was it?
Oh, shoot. Don't remember.
That's all right. Yeah, I'm glad you guessed. Question number three, Megan Fox reportedly, we talked about this a little bit yesterday, found texts from other women on Machine Gun Kelly's phone during their Thanksgiving holiday. This seems to have been the final nail in the coffin, prompting her to walk away. Rumor has it that MGK, obviously Machine Gun Kelly, is part of a group that just purchased this West Bank of the Flats bar/restaurant.
Oh, shoot. I heard that long.
Close.
Tutors.
Question number four.
I'm going to hear about that, too,
I'm sure. I'm going to hear about that. It's just that week from... Question
Jen
number four.
She will not like that.
She will not
like
that. I'll have to reveal.
We both made the same face.
We both looked at each other the same thing. I'm sorry. Question number four. I'll out myself next. It's fine. Question number four. Ed Sheeran revealed that his 8th studio album is finished and marks a return to his signature stadium-filling pop sound. Which HBO show did Ed Sheeran make a cameo appearance?
Game of Thrones.
Question number five. Selena Gomez. You imagine it comes down to a tiebreaker and we... Question number five.
Yikes.
Selena Gomez, huge news last night. Her and Benny Blanco, they are engaged. The actress slash singer announced the happy news on her Instagram post last night. I wonder how many likes that has by now. It had
millions,
8 million
millions,
last time I looked, for hours ago. Anyway, so back to Benny Blanco. He collaborated with which artist on the 2018 song East Side?
Justin Bieber.
Let's go with Justin Bieber for answer for question number five. How many did you answer correctly? We will find that out. Then we'll ask Jen the same five questions, and I will out myself next on Star 102. Jen is back into the studio as we continue a round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's Christmas station. Keith of North Olmsted, he did his job. He answered five questions when you were out of the studio. Producer Stevie let him know how he did.
Keith got two.
There you go, Keith.
Good job.
You got two correct.
Keith is not.
Well, Keith, I hope you're still there, buddy. We'll see what happens. We're going to ask Jen the same five questions, beginning with question number one. Is legendary Cleveland Guardians broadcaster Tom Hamilton has been named the Baseball Hall of Fame's 2025 Ford C. Frick Award winner because he is amazing, and we're so glad to have him. During the broadcast, Tom Hamilton famously gives the location of Progressive Field as on the corner of these two streets.
It's on the corner of Carnegie and Ontario.
It is on the corner of Carnegie and Ontario. Question number two. A source says Kim Kardashian, she's off the market, dating somebody new, apparently keeping it very private, and this person is not a celebrity.
Oh.
Now, her last high-profile relationship with a celeb was with this former Browns wide receiver.
Odell Beckham Jr.
It was Odell Beckham Jr. Nice play. Question number three. Megan Fox reportedly found texts from other women on MGK's phone during their Thanksgiving holiday. Might have been the final nail in the coffin prompting her to walk away. Now, rumor has it that MGK is part of a group that just purchased this West Bank of the Flats bar/restaurant.
Shooters.
It is. I kind of gave that one to Keith. I kind of let him to the, I almost gave him, basically gave him the answer prior to answering that. I had to out myself when you're in the studio.
Wow.
Because I asked a question and Keith was like, shoot. I said, close. I had to let you know. I felt bad about that. I was looking at Stevie. Stevie's eyes got wide, but we were thinking the same thing. So there you go. Now I feel better.
Thank you for coming clean.
Question number four. Ed Sheeran revealed that his eighth studio album is finished and marks a return to his signature stadium-filling pop sound. Which HBO show did Ed Sheeran make a cameo appearance?
Game of Thrones.
It was Game of Thrones. Question number five. Selena Gomez, Benny Blanco, they're engaged, made the announcement yesterday on Instagram that happened late last night. Benny Blanco collaborated with which artist in the 2018 song East Side?
Halsey.
It was Halsey. Well done. Final totals.
Keith 2, Jen 5. Ah, Keith, I'm sorry.
That's all right. You kicked my butt.
That's all right. She knew them all. Yes, she got them all today. Keith, we always appreciate you calling and playing and listening. We appreciate that a lot, but you know what you need to say, buddy.
This is Keith from North Olmsted, and I did not trump to it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Timmer. Of Eastlake is going to play a round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's Christmas station. Tim, how are you?
I'm good. About yourself?
Good. How's Eastlake?
Doing good.
Good. It was just the star city of the day earlier in the week, right after Westlake, I think. Westlake. So let's begin the game. Just ask Jen to leave the room and you'll start the game, buddy.
Okay, sounds good. Zen, could you please leave the room?
I'm leaving the room. Good luck to you, Tim.
All right, Tim. You know how to play the game. You have played before. I'll ask you five questions. Jen is leaving the room. She is now out of the room, so it is just you. It is producer Stevie, and it is myself. We will ask you five questions. You answer them to the best of your ability. Then Jen's in the hallway somewhere. We'll grab her, bring her back into the studio, play a quick Christmas song, ask her the same five questions, and we'll see if you can win. It happened yesterday. Get thrown to the grand prize drawing, if nothing else. And this is great. Family four-pack of tickets to see Disney's Lion King live in concert with the Cleveland Orchestra next year in August on the 29th at Blossom. So that's already going to be a great time. Let's begin with question one. It was certainly big news last night. Easy to miss because it happened late last night. Selena Gomez, Benny Blanco, they are engaged. She shared the news late last night, posting a pic of her stunning engagement ring. Did you see it, Stevie?
Yes.
That rock is massive. Mm-hmm. That is knuckle to knuckle.
A unique shape. It's not like what I usually see.
It was very pretty. It was a great picture. They have been gushing over each other for the last how many months it's been now. So certainly saw this coming. The caption, by the way, said, "Forever starts now." Now, Benny Blanco was good friends with and even collaborated with this artist who famously dated Selena Gomez.
Oh, I don't know this.
That's all right. We move on to question two. Maybe you know this one. Kylie Jenner, Timothy Chalamet. Usually you don't see them together. They keep their relationship private. Well, they were seen at the premiere of Timothy's movie, A Complete Unknown. Now, Timothy Chalamet starred as the lead character in which 2021 film based on a science fiction novel?
Jeez.
I mean, these are Stevie's questions. So.
No, I don't know.
Don't blame me.
I need to watch more TV.
That's okay. Sometimes you know the questions, sometimes you don't. No big deal. We're going to go with question number three. The Weeknd is set to perform the first ever Billionaires Club live concert for Spotify to celebrate having the most songs to hit number one. Well, actually hit 1 billion streams on the platform. Which year did The Weeknd release his debut album, Kissland? It was either in 2013 or 2015.
2015.
At least that was a multiple choice one. So that, I mean,
at
that's
least,
good.
Yes.
Absolutely. Question number four. Barry Keoghan is rumored to be playing Ringo Starr in a movie series about the Beatles. And then word comes down yesterday, Paul Mescal may be tapped to play Paul McCartney in the films. Paul Mescal stars in which action film that just released in November?
Is that Vengeance?
Let's go with question number five. Former Golden Bachelor Gary Turner has opened up about his brief marriage, saying that it was a deeper issue at play. He was diagnosed with bone marrow cancer, which led him to reassess his priorities. Which former Bachelor contestant and football player became the host of the Bachelor franchise in 2021?
Is that Colton Underwood?
Let's go with him. All right, we're going to see how many of the five you answered correctly. And by the way, it doesn't matter. You're still getting a prize. That's why it's the Christmas edition. We'll grab Jen, bring her back into the studio, ask her those same five questions, and we'll see how Tim did as Trump Tui continues. Good morning to you. Thank you for listening to Star 102. Let's continue a round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's Christmas station. Timmy of Eastlake answered five questions a minute ago. How did he do?
Timothy got none.
Oh, none today, Tim.
Oh, no.
That's okay, though. That's all right. We're going to see how many Jen gets correct. And remember, that's the fun about the Christmas edition is that you win no matter how many you get correct. So you're going to get the four-pack of tickets to the Disney's Lion King and in concert with the Cleveland Orchestra August 29th at Blossom Music Center. So here we go. Question number one, same five question we asked Tim just a minute ago. Selena Gomez, Benny Blanco, they are engaged. She shared the news late last night, posting a pic of her massive, stunning engagement ring with the caption, "Forever starts now."
Aww.
Benny Blanco was good friends with and even collaborated with this artist who famously dated Selena Gomez.
Justin Bieber?
It was Justin Bieber, absolutely. Let's get to question number two. As Kylie Jenner, Timothy Chalamet, even though they keep their relationship private, they were seen together at a premiere of Timothy's new movie, A Complete Unknown. He's really not been doing anything lately. It's like he's not busy.
I haven't seen him anywhere.
He's on everything.
I liked his haircut when he was at the Sunday night football or Saturday football.
Yeah, when he was on, I forgot about that. Right. So Timothy Chalamet started as the lead character in which 2021 film based on a science fiction novel?
Dune.
Yeah, it was Dune. Absolutely. It
sounded very
like slow. Like I'm, yeah, almost.
Dune.
Dune.
I'm almost hit.
A mad cow. All right. Question number three. The Weeknd is set to perform the first ever Billionaires Club live concert. This is for Spotify to celebrate having the most songs to hit 1 billion streams on the platform. What year did The Weeknd release his debut album, Kissland?
What?
It was either.
Oh, I thought you weren't giving options.
It was either 2013 or 2015.
It was 2013.
It was 2013. Question number four. Barry Keoghan is rumored to be portraying Ringo Starr in a movie series about the Beatles. And now comes word, this was yesterday, Paul Mescal may have been tapped to play Paul McCartney in the films. Now, Paul Mescal stars in which action film that just released in November?
Gladiator 2.
It is Gladiator 2. As we move to question five, former bachelor, Golden Bachelor Gary Turner has opened up about his brief marriage, saying that there was a deeper issue at play as he was diagnosed with bone marrow cancer, which led him to reassess his priorities. Which former Bachelor contestant and football player became the host of the Bachelor franchise in 2021?
Jesse Palmer.
It was and is Jesse Palmer. Final totals there, Stevie.
Jen 5, Tim 0.
No, oh, I'm sorry,
you answered every
Tim.
Question correctly today in both games we played.
Just Jen one 5 of those 5 days. 5
tomorrow, all science.
All science, no. All distance questions,
no.
Miles to kilometers.
Disney?
That would
no.
be great.
Disney?
Yes, Disney,
no.
That makes sense. Absolutely. I think we're onto something. Tim, we always appreciate you reaching out via socials and playing the game, and you still won tickets, so that's exciting. But you know what you need to say, buddy.
Sure. My name's Timothy from Eastlake, and I did not trump Tui.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.